Hare Krishna. Today's topic is punishment and reward of Kali. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Shrinvatam Svakatha Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridyantasto Hi Abhadrani Vidinoti Sahisatam Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistiki Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Ena Tasmahasri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pachatya Deshatarune. So, there are only 8 verses here. I think the first 8 verses are actually talking about the symptoms of Kali, and then the introducing the bull and the cow, which represent the dharma and the mother earth, again the cow, and this Sudra, who is the incarnation of the Kali, who is actually troubling the bull and the cow. So the first verse, Suta Vacha, what do you meter verse Bull? Tatrago mithunam raja hanyamanam anantavat dandahastam cha vishalam dadarshenupalanchanam. Suta Goswami said, after reaching that place, Maharaj Parikshit observed that a lower caste Sudra, dressed like a king, was beating a cow and a bull with a club as if they had no owner. So there are many points which are actually Prabhupada talks about. The purports are very small, so I just kept the purports as they are. He says the principal sign of the age of Kali is that lower caste Sudras, that is men without Brahminical culture and spiritual initiation, will be dressed like administrators or kings. So this is the first symptom of the Kali, saying that people who have no qualifications will take the role and try to do as per their thinking what they understand, with no rules and no regard for what the Shastras are. They probably have, essentially Prabhupada says somewhere, they do not even have the knowledge, so they don't know what's right and wrong. They're just following the in the name of what pleases the current situation, that's what they do. So the principal business of such non-Kshatriya rulers, because ruling is generally meant for a Kshatriya, and we actually learned when I gave the class last time when Parikshit Maharaj was born, there are a lot of good qualities of Parikshit Maharaj and how a saintly king, as to what the qualities of a saintly king. So right, the king is always supposed to be the protector of dharma. And so when you say non-Kshatriya rulers, means he basically doesn't have any idea of what the principles of religion. So they will kill the innocent animals, especially the cows and bulls, who shall be unprotected by their masters. These are symptoms, because what happens, you will see these things. Who are the protectors of cows and bulls, as per Bhagavad Gita, we'll come in the later part of the slides, or Vaishya community. They are supposed to take care of the cows and bulls, the mercantile community. So this says in the Bhagavad Gita 1844, I didn't have the reference for what 44 is. It said that Vaishyas are meant to deal in agriculture, cow protection and trade. In the age of Kali, the degraded Vaishyas, the mercantile man, are engaged in supplying cows to slaughterhouses. So that means even the Vaishyas are not really Vaishyas. It's not like the kings are not kings. Vaishyas are also, we cannot say somebody is a caste Vaishya is not doing his job. Kind of. It's by nature again, right? The Kshatriyas are meant to protect the citizens of the state, whereas the Vaishyas are meant to protect the cows and bulls and utilize them to produce grains and milk. So that's the main purpose. And again, we will say why the milk is important in a later sloka. the cow is meant to deliver milk and the bull is meant to produce grains. So together you have what is required to keep that yajna sacrifice, because when you offer these grains and milk and you do the fire yajna, when you are offering, fire is nothing but Vishnu, the Krishna. So it goes to Krishna. So you are performing that yajna. So that whole cycle is broken when you don't do that. When you take the milk out and do it for something else, then the whole cycle of yajna is broken. And then all kinds of unhappiness, all those things will come into the population. But in the age of Kali, the Sudra class of men are in the posts of administrators. Again, stating the first is the symptom, and the second one is now the fact, stating the fact. And we are seeing that. And the cows and bulls are the mothers and fathers, unprotected by the vaisyas, are subjected to the slaughterhouses organized by the Sudra administrators. Again, everything Prabhupada is very clear. Is qualifying that administrators, basically saying unqualified administrators. Rusham nala dhavalam mehantam iva bhivyatam vepamanam padekena sirantam sudrataditam. So the bull was as white as a white lotus flower. He was terrified of the Sudra who was beating him, and he was so afraid that he was standing on one leg, trembling and urinating. So the Sudra Taditam, that's what is he is the one, the Sudra is tormenting the bull, and the bull is like standing on one leg. It indicates what it indicates. That means the other three legs, which are the principles of the religion, which are I think austerity, mercy, cleanliness and the truthfulness. So other three legs are broken. That's what it indicates, the four legs of dharma, and three of them are broken and only standing on one leg in this age of Kali. So this is the next symptom. Next symptom of the age of Kali is the principles of religion, which are all spotlessly white. That's what it indicates. When he says the bull is white, it actually means the principles of religions are white, means as clean as white kind of thing. Like the lotus white flower, they will be attacked. The first is Sudras become the administrators. The second symptom, now they start attacking the principles of religion by the uncultured Sudra population of the age. So they Prabhupada talks about what the uncultured Sudra population at the later stage. So they may be descendants of a Brahmana or Kshatriya forefathers. This is again by birth. But in the age of Kali, for want of sufficient education and culture of Vedic wisdom, such a Sudra-like population will defy the principles of religion. And persons who are religiously endowed will be terrified by such men. So that means if somebody even is following the Dharma, now they are afraid of these people. That's also a symptom. It's a sub-symptom, because now they cannot do anything, but they always have to take the shelter of Lord and waiting for Lord to come and do something about it. And in the process, what they do is, this is again Prabhupada talks about how the whole secular concept today we have is no good. So he says these guys, the Sudra administrators, now since they don't have the culture, they don't understand Vedic culture, they will declare themselves as adherents of no religious principles, and many isms and cults will spring up in Kali Yuga only to kill the spotless will of religion. So many isms and cults, which is so, like you can see, so many things are happening. And I was listening to Rompad Mara's lecture, and he says he quotes one couple of things, saying that lots of people claim, I'm not religionist, I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. So Mara saying, what does it mean? I'm not religious, but I'm spiritual. So he basically saying he doesn't have any principles. He follows what he likes. He creates what he likes. So that's how the isms and the cults will develop. So because he has no basis. They are ignorant, they don't know that the basis exists. And the second is, even if the base exists, they just ignore it and do it what they like. So that's the reason the isms and cults, they built in the spring up basically in Kali Yuga. And the state will be declared to be secular. That means, again, Maharaj has a point here. Secular here in the modern world is secular means like separation of state and church. He gives a history of how the church and the governments in the past centuries worked together and created havoc, and how people moved away from that kind of concept, and they separated church separate and government separate. Now, in the name of secularity, like the government now is without any particular principles of religion, because now you are not associated with any religion. As a result, you are not, you separated them out and saying that, oh, this is church's thing, this is that particular religion thing, mm-hmm. and this is the government thing. So then if some dharma is broken, the government is not interfering. And if something the government does, the church is not interfering. So this is no good situation. So, and as a result, there will be total indifference to the principles of religion from both sides.
Which verse number, Prabhu?
17.2.
Good point, Prabhu. I'll put on the purport also next time. So the citizens, so as a result, is here. It says now it's like a less is free, like who or what. It's a freedom, right? You cannot disturb anybody. You cannot. I follow what I like. This is again Maharaj was quoting. So in that situation, you will have no respect for sadhu, shastra, and guru. That's what the citizens will be free to act as they like. So the bull standing on one leg indicates that the principles of religions are gradually diminishing. We talked about in the beginning. Three of them gone, and actually still not gone, but there are remnants of that. That's what the next one says, and gradually diminishing. Even the fragmental existence, that is totally not broken, but still those principles will be embraced by so many obstacles which come in our way today, as if in the trembling condition of falling down at any time. So they are, only one leg is strong, other three are shaky, so that means any time they can fall down. So it's the beginning of Kali, actually, Kali Yuga, right now. Gamcha dharma dugam dinam visham sudra paradam vivasam asruvanam kamsam bhavasam ichataram. Although the cow is beneficial because one can draw religious principles from her, she was now rendered poor and calfless. Her legs were being beaten by a sudra. There were tears in her eyes and she was distressed and weak. She was hankering after some grass in the field. So now Prabhupada talks about the cow, the beneficial aspects of the cow, and the slaughterhouses we talked about, and what we are doing in the Kali Yuga, what happens, and why the cow is important. So this is the next symptom, is the distressed condition of the cow. So previously we talked about the administrators who are not qualified being the administrators, the Sudra class of people who have no knowledge of Vedic culture. And again, this is by the quality, not by the birth. And the second one is the principles of religions are the first one to be attacked by these administrators. Now the third one is that physically what we can observe, the distressed condition of the cow. The first two probably, first also we can observe, the second one we can infer, the third one also we can observe, the distressed condition of the cow. So the milking the cow means drawing the principles of religion in a liquid form. So that means generally it's an indication that anything which you take in a liquid form, like somebody prepared everything new to you and you just have to take it. You don't need to make any effort. Right? You don't need to cook, you don't need to prepare anything. The cow eats grass and gives you the milk. What's the point? Like, what additional work you need to do to drink that? Right? The great rishis and munis always lived on milk. And Srila, he quotes here, Sakadeva Goswami, he would go to a householder while he was milking a cow and he would simply take a little quantity of it for substance. He won't stay beyond the milking of a cow, kind of thing. So even 50 years ago, now we add another 30 years, so it's 90 years ago, even, and we must have seen in a couple of villages, if you have come from villages, at least I have seen a couple of places, no one would deprive a sadhu of a quart or a two of milk. When some sadhu comes, they offer always a milk. And every householder would give milk like water. That's what, and milk like water. Now milk is not like water. Because of the modern economy, world economy, milk now has become not to water. Water is also not water. For a Sanatanist, that means he is not calling a Hindu, for a Sanatanist, a follower of Vedic principles, it is the duty of every householder to have cows and bulls as a household paraphernalia. Not only for drinking milk, but also for deriving religious principles. Now he says drinking that milk is actually nothing but principles of religion. So having these cows and bulls for creating the agriculture, producing the grain, and drinking the milk of a cow, that's why you are indirectly actually we should not say even indirectly, since we follow Prabhupada, we are directly benefiting from the principles of religion. The Sanatanist worships cows on religious principles and respects Brahmanas. The cow's milk is required for the sacrificial fire. This is what we are talking about earlier, why the milk is required, because we are offering into the sacrificial fire, which is nothing but Yajna. Yajna is nothing but Vishnu. So it goes to the Supreme Personality of God. So, and by performing sacrifices, the householder can be happy. Again, is another happy, how to be happy kind of
form. So here, religious principles have already been destroyed.
Destroyed.
You cannot have cow and bull at home.
He is talking about the symptoms. And then, I think the next, you will talk about, the next class, how Maharaj Parikshit gives him the benefit. And then, Prabhupada and our movement actually given how to still maintain those principles. So we should not say that Kali, we are part of Kali, but we should not be affected by Kali. There are principles that are already given to for us. So how to, what the four the principles, how we can maintain them. So this is a long purport, so two slides. So the cow, the second part is addressing the cow is actually in distress, its calf is taken away. Mm. So the cow's calf not only is beautiful to look at it, which you, anybody who sees a little calf, you see that, but also gives satisfaction to the cow. By seeing that, it gives more milk. And so she delivers as much milk as possible. Right? But in the Kali Yuga, the calves are separated from the cows as early as possible. They take it away. If you see the commercial milk producing farms, they take the, they probably show and take it away, and then is Prabhupada even saying, which may, for the purposes which may not be mentioned in these pages of the Srimad Bhagavad. That means he probably has seen much more verse and he doesn't want to even mention it here. So I didn't even do research what happens there. I just left it at that. The cow stands with tears in her eyes. The Sudra milkman draws milk from the cow artificially, which you're seeing. How the food is produced, there are various documentaries on YouTube and various places, you can see that. And when there is no milk, the cow is actually sent to be slaughtered. Simple. This is all, everything is, the only principle here is economic principle, that's it, nothing else. No principles of religion. These greatly sinful acts are responsible for all the troubles in present society. Why? So we keep complaining because we see this, these things are increasing around us. So we also see as a natural result of that, all kinds of problems, and we'll never be happy. So, people do not know what they are doing in the name of economic development. We talk about that in the gain, economic gains, we are doing so many things. And we have so many tools to actually maximize returns, right? So, we don't know the impact and the whole system as it was naturally. The influence of Kali will keep them in the darkness of ignorance. That's one aspect of the Kali. So they will be under ignorance. Despite all endeavors for peace and prosperity, they must try to see the cows and the bulls happy in all respects. So this Prabhu answers that question which raised. Despite all endeavors, whatever we are doing, all the troubles, we still make, they must try to see the cows and bulls happy in all respects. So this is a call for action for people who understand and want to follow. People who do not know, they do not know anyway. And if we can enlighten them, good. If we don't, but at least we should not give up what we are supposed to do. So foolish people do not know how one earns happiness by making the cows and bulls happy. So if you talk about to somebody here or somebody anywhere who actually does the cows and helps for something else, bulls, they probably say, where did you say that? Because they don't understand the whole concept. So let us take it from the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam and adopt the principles for the total happiness of humanity. That's the call for action from Prabhupada saying that. Let's follow the principles.
Vapracharatam arudhaha karta swara parichadam megadhariryam
Now our hero, Maharaj Parikshit, well equipped with arrows and bow, and he has everything to take action here, and seated on a gold embossed chariot, spoke to him, the Sudra, with a deep voice sounding like thunder. So, again, why this verse says like everything like hero is introduced, like sitting on a gold chariot with a voice that sounding like a thunder.
Actually, with the influence of Kali Yuga, Arjuna previously had a gold chariot. His grandson has an embossed chariot.
Okay,
so
that's not
fully
point.
Gold.
It's a gold embossed chariot. Okay, I didn't get that point, but it's a nice point. Yeah. So he has all equipped with arrows and bow. That means, and Parikshit, as I said, we talked about in the when he's born, that he is a saintly king. So he has everything. This is again, Prabhupada explains, who is not a king now? And an administrator head or a king like Maharaja Parikshit with full majestic authority, well equipped with weapons to chastise the miscreants, can challenge the agents of the age of Kali. Right? If the Kshatriya is as powerful as Parikshit Maharaj, and that means he is ruling his principle, everything is based on the principles of religion, then he can chastise. He can actually take these agents of Kali effectively. Then only will it be possible to counteract the degraded age. And in the absence of such a strong executive heads, there is always disruption of tranquility. So here is why I said, who is not a king, right? Why he said the majestic and other thing? Now he said the show bottle executive head. So the elected show bottle executive head is just a representative of a degraded public. Public are already doing what they would like. In the name of secular and I am not religious, but I am secular. I am spiritual kind of comment. That they can create their own isms, create their own cults. So they are happy and the government is not interfering with them. So it's like a happy win-win situation for them in the secular states. So the elected show bottle executive head, as a representative of a degraded public, cannot be equal with a strong king like Maharaja Parikshit. So the current executive heads are no answer to kings like Maharaja Parikshit. So the dress or style of a royal order does not count. So if somebody, we can interpret it any way which you want. Here and some other country, the dress and the paraphernalia, looking like a queen or looking like a king, doesn't matter. It is one's actions which are counted. And Prabhupada is like, we talk about previously, like most of the times, like how the brahmanas are not brahmanas by the birth, they're by the quality. Now in this thing we are saying, Prabhupada says even the vaisyas are not vaisyas by birth, and here the kings are not kings by the birth. It's again coming to the quality aspect of the stuff. So we should keep that in mind when we say sudra means not the physical meaning which we see in the sudra. It's like the, by quality.
Kastvam charana loke balardam se abalan bali
Oh, who are you? You appear to be strong and yet you dare kill within my protection those who are helpless. By your dress you pose yourself to be godly man, king. But by your deeds you are opposing the principles of twice-born Kshatriyas. Mm-hmm. Now we heard about twice-born Brahmanas. Now twice-born Kshatriyas. It's actually twice born for vaisyas also. Everywhere it's there. Prabhupada now mentions previously people lacking culture. So he says, now what does lacking of culture means? So the brahmanas, kshatriyas and vaisyas are called twice born. Because one they take the birth, regular birth, and there's another birth by the cultural rejuvenation, by a spiritual initiation from the bona fide acharya and spiritual master. So again here, the second one is the spiritual birth given by the bona fide acharya. They are just not acharya, it's just or a spiritual master, whoever we can define, it's a bona fide. So a kshatriya is also twice born, like that, like a brahmana. And his duty is to give protection to the helpless. So the kshatriya king is considered to be the representative of God to give protection to the helpless and chastise the miscreants. That's what Parikshit Maharaj is currently doing. Whenever there are anomalies in this routine work, it's actually Prabhupada calls it a routine work. It should not be painful. It's like something you brush your teeth kind of thing. It's a routine work, right? By the administrator, there is an incarnation of the Lord to re-establish the principles of a godly kingdom. So God comes down, sends his representative to take care of action. In the age of Kali, the poor, helpless animals, especially the cows, which are meant to receive all sorts of protection from the administrative heads, are killed without restriction. Thus the administrative heads under whose noses such things happen are representatives of God in name only. So they are not really representatives. they're letting all these things happen. So they are just represent, a king supposed to be a representative of principles of religion which are the coming from the god. So these guys are not the real kings. Such powerful administrators are rulers of the poor citizens by dress or office. So these administrators are still powerful in a material sense. They have all the facilities to take care of themselves and fight with somebody and all those kind of things. They are still powerful in the material sense. But they are rulers of poor citizens by dress or office only. But factually they are worthless. Whatever show bottle thing which the Prabhupada was talking about earlier, this, all this dress and everything, they are just worthless, these guys. So lower class men without the cultural essence of the twice born, because the reason they are worthless is because they don't have the main thing, the spiritual knowledge. That's the reason. So no one can expect justice or equality of treatment from once born, spiritually uncultured lower class of man. So there's no point in sometimes complaining to them or trying to educate them. If they don't base the essential, you know, they do not know the spiritual value concept, and they do not have the, they do not know the principles of religion. So one way to attack, understand, take this is, and then the first part, if you want to bring them to the main line, is what we are thinking, to educate them about what the whole Sanatana Dharma is about, and bring them slowly into that, and then they probably will do something. So that means people who have in that position who can actually talk to this administrator should continue to make the attempts to preach to them. Therefore, in the age of Kali, everyone is unhappy due to the maladministration of the state. The modern human society is not twice born by spiritual culture. That's the modern definition. So therefore, the people's government, by the people who are not twice born, must be a government of Kali, in which everyone is unhappy. So we are actually now, Kali is nowhere, he's just there, everywhere, he's like, right? And he's ruling us, and he's affecting us, and we are in that world.
यस्त्वां कृष्णे गते दूरं ससहारीवादन्वना सोऽजोऽसि प्रहरणमदं रहसि.
यू रोग, डू यू डेर बीट एन इनोसेंट काउ बिकॉज लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड अर्जुन द कैरियर ऑफ द गांडीवा बाउ आर आउट ऑफ साइट. सिंस यू आर बीटिंग द इनोसेंट इन अ सेक्लूडेड प्लेस, यू आर कंसिडर्ड ए कल्प्रिट एंड देयरफॉर डिजर्व टू बी किल्ड. Now here is another important step, like, I don't see Krishna or the king in front of me, so I can do anything. Again, you don't know, Krishna and Arjuna are always with you. Krishna is always with you as a super soul. He can be in any form, visible anywhere. But people think out of sight, out of mind. So you can do anything which you want, right? And Prabhupada has very strong sentences here, deserve to be killed. He will explain that. So probably that's not definitely a call for action for us, the way Prabhupada says it, but you have to understand the significance and the seriousness of the matter, and we should avoid such being in such situations, to make the cows and bulls to be in such situation. In a civilization where God is conspicuously banished, we talk about the secular world earlier, and there is no devotee warrior like Arjuna. Means you would not see them like a warrior, devotee warrior. People might say there are people who fight on the religion. Wrong. They are not really Arjuna's caliber. Arjuna was guided by Krishna. If Krishna is not guiding you, whatever you do is nonsense. The associates of the age of Kali take advantage of this lawless kingdom and arrange to kill innocent animals like the cow in secluded slaughterhouses. Such murderers of animals stand to be condemned to death by the order of a pious king like Maharaj Parikshit. For a pious king, the culprit who kills an animal in a secluded place is punishable by the death penalty. Exactly like a murderer who kills an innocent child in a secluded place. So Prabhupada is give. So if somebody talks about the religion is only for humans, no. Looking at this, Bhagavatam, and what Prabhupada clearly saying, it is for everyone. Every creation of the God, including these innocent animals. So we have responsibility. So Maharaj was quoting Rampal Maharaj's lecture quoting Prabhupada's interaction with I think some legal bishop or somebody in here. He says, why, well, we kill, you kill animals. He said, we don't kill animals, we eat animals. So what's the difference? Well, he says, the difference between a human and an animal is the, what you call it, the rational thought. So rational thought is the soul. So animals don't have the rational thought, so they don't have soul. That's the logic of the bishop or somebody who was, he was the cardinal, where, you know, Prabhupada was talking. So Prabhupada asked him, where is it in your Bible it says animals don't have soul? And then no answer was given. So again, this is again going back to what Prabhupada said in the second verse here. People will build their own isms, their own cults. They draw whatever they convenient for them. So it doesn't mean that's right. So you need to have a base to compare with. Then Maharaj Parikshit asked the bull, oh, who are you? Now he's addressing the bull. First he addressed the Sudra. The first he addressed, wanted to take care of the culprit who's doing that. Then the second is coming to the victim. So that's the first reaction, right? The natural reaction. Are you a bull as white as a white lotus, or are you a demigod? You have lost three of your legs and are moving on only on one. Are you some demigod causing us grief in the form of a bull? So sometimes Maharaj, everybody will be tested. So he's, he just want to make sure that it's not somebody, a demigod, come and creating the situation and you're causing us this grief. So some, either it's an indication of what is going to come, be prepared, or it's a test for him, right? So, at least up to the time of Maharaj Parikshit, at least, no one could imagine the wretched conditions of the cow on the bull. So that's why Maharaj Parikshit was, he was actually astonished, first of all. That's his reaction to seeing what's happening there. That's when, if something is happening which we never believe would happen, our first reaction is surprise, astonished. Maharaj Parikshit therefore was astonished to see such a horrible scene. He inquired, so he's still doing his job, first he asked a question, now he's second getting the victim's side of the story, so he wants to take an action. He inquired whether the bull was not a demigod, assuming such a wretched condition to indicate the future of the cow on the bull. So this is again, this is what it means. Are you indicating something which is coming to the future? Now for the first time in a kingdom well protected by the arms of the kings of the Kuru dynasty, I see you grieving with tears in your eyes. So Kuru dynasty is still around and Maharaj Parikshit is still there. So that's what he said. Up till now, no one on earth has ever shed tears because of royal negligence. So now, Maharaj is doing Parikshit is actually introspecting. Guru dynasty is still around, these things are happening. He is also equally looking at himself now, is any royal negligence here? Like from his, because previously we talked about these are the routine matters. So, routine matters, if you don't pay attention, leads to negligence here. The protection of the lives of both the human beings and the animals is the first and foremost duty of a government. A government must not discriminate in such principles. So again here, I think Prabhupada answers that secular doesn't mean why secular government is not good. But he says, you don't need to do anything, you just, even if you are secular, there are principles of religion which are common to all the scriptures. The God is one, everybody is supposed to follow the principles, at least enforce those principles. You don't need to take side of you a Muslim or a Christian or a Hindu religion as it stands today. You don't need, a government doesn't need to interfere in that kind of thing, but must uphold the religious principles. If you do that, then that's good. As long as, if you don't do that, then it's no good. Right? So that's what a government must not discriminate in such principles. It is simply horrible for a pure-hearted soul here is Maharaj Parikshit, and even people who are pure, you will see in the Kali Yuga, pure hearted soul, to see organized animal killing by the state. It's very distressing in this age of Kali. Maharaj Parikshit was lamenting for the tears in the eyes of the bull, and he was astonished to see such an unprecedented thing in his kingdom. Again, second time, third time, Prabhupada is saying, astonished kingdom. Men and animals were equally protected as far as life was concerned, and that's the way in God's kingdom. So anybody we hear about God's kingdom, Prabhupada is addressing what the God's kingdom is. God's kingdom has place for both. Everything is created by God, not just for us and animals separate. So we keep hearing that the entry to the God's kingdom is blocked if you don't follow the religious principles, and if you subject pure animals to and send them to slaughterhouses.
So this organized animal killing, they're all implicated also. You work for companies which fund the government. We have money in 401k which help the companies
do
manage
all
their affairs.
Yeah, it's very, very intricate.
Maharaja Prabhu who came here, he said that he stopped putting money in 401k. Eventually he quit now. His job. Because by working, he is supporting animal killing.
That's true, Prabhu. If you see that...
He doesn't work.
Yeah.
I mean, he works some small things just to get by.
Yeah. We're all like our jobs. Like we say we are in software. But some of, at least most of us. But who knows how the software is being used.
And well, not only that, we pay taxes, right? 33% goes straight to government, out of which 3% is used for animal killing. Because this government subsidizes agricultural industry in this country. And what do farmers do? They kill the animals.
Yeah, kill
so animals. We are all implicated.
Yeah, so we are directly ruled by the... And we are part of that. That's what the... Prabhupada
and now one more thing. Now this R-74, if you have voting rights, you should vote. R-74, if you approve it, it allows for same-sex marriage in this country, in the state of Washington. So same-sex marriage means any two people can start coming and do whatever, and they get government rights, they get tax benefits. Previously, marriage means what? You'll get married, you'll have kids, you need more money for maintaining the family, therefore you come into lower tax bracket. Now, these people are also getting into that business.
Yeah, so I think...
So reject R-74.
Thanks for the call, Prabhu. So I think we should not be disheartened by what we are seeing. Prabhupada has given clear action in some places, and he's saying what's happening is not
right. People are already taking action, right? Chicago temple president, he quit his job. He had a finance job, 150k per year. He quit that and he became a temple president, and he's saying, I don't want to touch dirty money.
So our job is to be around such people. At least if we cannot do the action the way they suggest and understand the, at least slowly go towards that direction where we don't cause directly or indirectly for the cause like this, right? And of course we have our own the principles which we are supposed to follow. So and the chanting, if you follow that, at least we will, the effect of Kali will be minimized on us. I don't think it will totally gone, but as long as we are in this world, but that's only our faith. So that's the end of the today's session. Hari Bol.
Thank you.